today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about simple life in Islam.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Tuesday, is the 22nd of Rabiul Thani, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Aban, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of November, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter At-Tawbah, verse 55, which you are listening to, and then the important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فلا تعجبك أموالهم ولا أولادهم إنما يريد الله ليعذبهم بها في الحياة الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون.
So let not their wealth or their children impress you. Allah only intends to punish them through them in worldly life, and that their souls should depart at death while they are disbelievers.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, it is said to the Prophet and all the Muslims that they would not surprise of the abundance of the hypocrites' wealth and children. That is, they should not imagine that those bounties might cause happiness and comfort for them. Sometimes these bounties are the sources of worriment, anxiety, and spiritual torment for them. For the sake of possessing some more possibilities, they think they are free from want.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees, praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
The topic of this episode is Simple Life in Islam. It is said that the Prophet lived a simple life. One should not draw the conclusion that since the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his pure progeny, for example, lived in a house made of clay or ate out dishes made of clay or rode a particular animal, one should do the same today. Rather, what is important is observing the principle of living simply while paying attention to the particular present conditions of time and place. Anas ibn Malik has said the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him and his family, would not eat out of a tray or a platter, nor would he eat thin, refined white bread, apparently the food of the elite of that time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. In today's show, we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective on living a simple life. The next factor is family virtues. Islam places a strong emphasis on family values and virtues. Maintaining harmonious family relationships and fulfilling one's responsibilities as a family member is seen as a way to lead a fulfilling and simple life. Strong family bonds contribute to personal and social well-being. So with this introduction presented, I think we need to look for some practical aspects of a simple life. Living a simple life in Islam extends beyond philosophical principles to practical aspects. So with regard to the practical aspects of a simple life, we need to refer to austerity in dress. What do we mean by that? Modesty in clothing is encouraged. Both men and women are advised to dress modestly to avoid extravagance and vanity. This practice extends to not wearing clothes that displays excessive wealth or indulgence.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, every day for 15 minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Now, in this part, we get familiar with one of the secrets to simple living, the ultimate guide for 2023, and that is to quit anything that leaves you feeling overwhelmed. So hard work is a valuable part of simple living. Does that mean you should embark on a new and complicated project like getting a law degree even though you hate reading? No, there is a difference between working hard and being overwhelmed. If you have many young children, the idea of simply grocery shopping might be more than you can handle. There is nothing wrong with paying a little more for grocery delivery in times like this. Even though it costs more, it still makes your life more simple. Picking your kids up from school and rushing to go home to get change and wolf down dinner and dash out the door again for activities. Doing this multiple times per week and you're starting to dread every afternoon. Guess what? You can stop. There are so many things in life that we think we have to do when the reality is 99% of what we spend our time on is optional. Simple living asks to you to get rid of all those things you hate and spend time on what matters. In this part, we'll look at the negative effects of discontentment. Be with us. One of the negative effects is humiliation. One who is not satisfied with what Allah has decreed for him will look with greed at others' property and wealth. He will stretch out his hand to them, which will ultimately result in his humiliation and degradation. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "How bad is it for a believer to have a desire that will result in his humiliation? Allama Majlisi, one of the Islamic great experts, explains the desire which has been condemned and which leads to a person's humiliation and contempt is to stretch out one's hand to people and ask them to give him something, but asking Allah and praying to him to grant his wish not only does not bring him contempt and humiliation, but it will add to his honor and dignity.
Dedicate much of your time. Dedicate much of your time and effort to help other people and to reach out to them and to be generous and kind to people. The hadith says, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna min ni'amillahi alaykum hawa'ij an-nasi ilaykum. When someone comes and says, I need your help, I need your assistance, I need you to come with me to the hospital, to the doctor's office, to the lawyer's office, to the... Don't repel that person. Don't tell him, no, I'm busy. I'm busy with my wife, with my life, with my money, with my shop, with my school, with my finals. Don't. You have to welcome. This is a gift from God. This is a blessing that a person comes to you and asks for help. Do not repel. Don't repel any person. Try to reach out to them. If you can't afford to be with them, try to find someone else. Say, I am not the right person for this, but I know another person. I know another friend who can stand with you, who can come with you. Do not abandon people. Do not turn your face away from people. When you help people, when you stand with people, when you reach out, when you try to make others happy, definitely you're going to be happy at the end of the day. You're going to go home with much satisfaction, with much sense of victory, with much sense of relief when you go home, that you did something positive today. God is going to reward you. God is the one who switches the hearts, believe me. Allah muqallibul qulub. Allah switches the hearts. So God can switch your heart from sadness into happiness, from helplessness and hopelessness into optimism and hope. So don't decline. Don't decline to help, and don't reject. And find your happiness in making others happy. Find your happiness in making others happy. And this is why I want to ask you, all of you, to volunteer. We have to spread and promote the culture of volunteerism or voluntarism. We have to volunteer. Say, I give 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 1 hour, whatever you can afford, a week to my community, to my neighborhood, to my school, to my hospital, to my friends, to my mosque.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we meet you soon. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
مح- محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي